Good Chodesh, everybody. You know that I'm sure this was probably mentioned, just in case it wasn't. According to the Medrash, although the Mishkan was not assembled and put up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in fact, it was all ready to go in the month of Kislev. People had began giving donations after Yom Kippur, and Bezalel had everything finished by Kislev. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to delay the erection of the Mishkan till Nisan, which was the month of Geula. So Kislev was very unhappy that it was denied the opportunity to be the Chanukas HaMishkan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, you can probably guess the end of the story, that there will be a time in the Bayis Sheni when indeed the 25th of Kislev will be the rededication of the Mishkan after the Yevanim contaminated it. So Chanukah is actually a makeup for not being the day of the real Chanukah of the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes everything up, even to months, even to days, and Kal V'chomer to the mitzvos and the masim tovim that we do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always give schar. We are going through the various haftoras, and I had mentioned after the first three haftoras that focus on nevuas of Yeshayahu, the haftorah of Vayera and Chayesara. I'm going to try to cover two haftorahs today. We did a lot of the haftorah of Chayesara, our two shtiklach, two chapters from the book of Malachim. One is the beginning of Malachim Aleph, which is the story of David HaMelech not being able to get warm, and the rebellion of his son Adoniyahu, and the fact that David HaMelech, through the intervention of Nasan HaNavi, swore that Shlomo HaMelech is going to be his successor.